You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. Just over a week ago, Altera Coffee Roasters announced it was no longer Altera Coffee Roasters. Thanks to a deal struck 3 years ago with the Mars Corporation, the 20-year-old Milwaukee company gave up the name Altera and became Collectivo Coffee. Some of the public were surprised, some weren't, but the story of the change and what it might mean for the company's products and customers was being talked about all over town. Lincoln Fowler is one of the co-founders and co-owners of first Altera and now Collectivo Coffee, and he joins me in the studio now. Lincoln, welcome to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
So it's been just about a week since the big announcement, and Altera, the name, is no more here in Milwaukee, but Collectivo has started, but the company is the same.
Absolutely. The only thing that's changed is the name, and we're now going to move forward independently as Collectivo Coffee.
So back up a little bit and explain what that agreement was with Mars that lost the name Altera.
Yeah, it was a strange, unusual transaction, and it's been misunderstood by a lot of people. So the simplest way we can put this is Mars approached us in 2008 seeking to buy our company, which we declined to do. That was not our vision for the organization. That's not what we wanted. We wanted to maintain control over our organization and all the people that work there. But they kept at us, and over 2 years, we finally agreed with them that they didn't have any interest in what was here locally. What they really were interested in was our know-how and our consulting and some artistic assets, but primarily the name. So in 2010, we agreed to sell them the name, and then we worked together for a period of a couple of years, they in their world of office coffee and us and doing what we did. And we approached them last year and said, hey, you know, we're ready to go. So it's time for us to head out and be independent again. And they said, okay. So here we are this past Sunday at the Pabst Theater announcing the new name to all of our staff and then the following morning to the rest of the community.
You always maintained that independence and that never changed. What did making that deal with Mars do for you in the first place? Was that a capital infusion?
Yeah, this is really a story about opportunity for our organization. If you can dial back to 2008, 9, and 10, it was not exactly a fabulous time for the economic reality in the country. Ward, Paul, and I have been committed to growing our organization and creating opportunity in our organization since it began. And when Mars approached us, we perceived this was a great opportunity for the organization. And in fact, I hadn't actually done this calculation until recently, but we've added 130 jobs in the 3 years during the transaction. We've invested significant amounts of money, which are really resources from the transaction, into the community. We built out fabulous Bayview Cafe and Bakery facility. We've recently built out our location at 68th and Wells. And that capital infusion continues to underpin us as an organization. It fundamentally has created opportunity for us.
What do you lose by losing the name? Do you feel that you've lost anything?
We've all lost something. We love our name, and we know a lot of our customers love Altera. It's been part of the community for 20 years. But on balance, we think it is simply seven letters. I mean, it was made up by us 20 years ago. It meant nothing 20 years ago. It was actually, a lot of people don't know this, but this is actually the second name change for the company. The company was originally named Altura, which is a Spanish word for altitude, which is where great coffee is grown. Back in 1992, 93, whenever this was occurring, I actually can't recall, we decided to name the company Altura Coffee, and this was pre-internet. So there was no easy way to do a name search, and we were actually too cheap to employ a lawyer to do a name search. But we quickly found out that we weren't the only people that thought Altura was a cool name for a coffee company. In fact, it was already taken. So we still have a roll of stickers up on my partner and brother's shelf in his office that says Altura Coffee. So we quickly shifted gears and made up the word Altera. I guess the story I'm trying to tell is that we love the name Altera. It's become freighted with all sorts of meaning over those years. But at the end of the day, the real meaning in the organization is the people and the work that we do. And we think if people will extend us just a bit of faith, they're going to find out that Collectivo will become enlivened with all of that same work and great stuff that the company does.
Well, basically, essentially, the company hasn't changed, just the name has. So people can expect the same kind of coffee, the same quality. They can expect the same sort of vibe in the coffee shops.
Absolutely. All you have to do is walk through the door. All the same people are there. All the coffee is exactly the same as it was. The baked goods are fabulous. And of course, we're going to continue to work to improve what we do just like we have in the past. So I know things are going to continue to grow and develop and change and get better. But now we'll do it under the Collectivo name.
Your focus has always been local, even though, of course, the coffee comes from Latin and South America and other parts of the world, and you have great connections with your growers and people there. Do you anticipate taking Colectivo coffee and broadening its reach beyond the greater Milwaukee area?
Well, we're free to grow our business exactly as we want to do right now, which is fabulous. We're super excited. I think we are focused on our local area. We have no, I like to say to my, when we do new employee orientation, we have no global domination aspirations. That's not who we are. I have no stomach for that. That's not what we're interested in doing. We do want to continue to grow and create opportunity, like I said before. So we're going to continue to grow in this region. Right now we have a new cafe in Madison that's been really well received, and we're super excited about Madison as a community. They really like us there, so I would expect that we'll have another cafe or two out there. But there are other places we can grow in this general region. We may find ourselves down on the Chicago market at some point. But fundamentally, it's less about where, it's more about what, and for us, which is we want to create opportunity for all of the people in our organization, and we're going to continue to work to do that however we can.
What kind of opportunities do you like to provide for folks? How do you see, you know, encouraging employees and mentoring them?
We're not micromanagers. The people that succeed in our organization are typically those people that can kind of grab a hold of an idea and pursue it. Our company is populated with lots of those stories. One most recently is now being expressed in our Madison location and in our East Tosa location. We're actually serving beer. And it's not just anybody's beer. It's our beer. And it was actually our people in the green coffee buying and roasting department that have a passion for flavor, not only the flavors of coffee, but also of beer. And they have spent time in their basement. They've built out this microbrewery in their basement, and they've developed fabulous beers with actual components from the coffee. So not surprisingly, there's a coffee stout, the Cortado Imperial Stout. There's a one-ton IPA. There's a Cascara Ale, which has a fabulous story that I can't actually tell. We'd have to go back to our beer guys, but that employs components of the coffee, that the skin actually of the fruit that comes off the coffee bean as it's harvested. That's part of the Cascara Ale. So now we're creating beer. We are committed to continuing to grow and develop and creating opportunity. And a lot of we just want to support the people and the creativity that they have. So whether that's fabulous tea or fabulous beer products, or at the bakery commissary, we're now developing an artisan bread program, which is just, it's now all the bread that we use on our sandwiches are made by our bakery. They're just about to install a fabulous oven that will allow us to do artisan breads. And that's something that they're super excited about. So we're just trying to underpin and enable the creativity and the people that are in our organization.
How long do you think it will take before Greater Milwaukee embraces the Colectivo name?
Everybody's going to mourn the loss of Alterra, and we do as well. It was a fabulous word. It's a fabulous brand. It had a place in people's hearts. But already we're finding, I was just talking to my partner Paul this morning. He said that he was in the Shorewood Cafe and people were super excited. And it's not just our staff, but also our customers. I think they are aware now. They kind of get the whole story. And we couldn't tell the whole story of this transaction before, but now people get it. They see that everything's the same. And in fact, it's now better because of the resources we acquired from the transaction. So I think, you know, Colectivo, it's a great concept. It's for your listeners that don't understand exactly what this is, they should hit the ColectivoCoffee.com website. There's a fabulous video that we shot down in Guatemala. Colectivos are the common mode of transportation. They're a great metaphor for who we are, because Colectivos are actually privately owned. They're the perfect example of entrepreneurship. They're individuals that purchase buses typically from school districts in the United States. After the buses up here age 10 years or go about 150,000 miles, they're no longer qualified for service. So they're sold down to the Central and South America. Individuals purchase these buses and it becomes their way. It's their job. This is their mode of income. So their drive around, since there is no public infrastructure for transport, and they create a route for themselves and they take fares from people and they move people from place to place, oftentimes in the morning to their jobs and then in the evening from their job. So this is such a great metaphor. They're privately run. They're a public service. Our cafes obviously are privately run, but they're a collection point for all of our customers. People cross paths there. So the Colectivo is a great metaphor, and that's, we think it means a lot to who we are.
What I like about the metaphor is that it's an individual thing, but yet it has public implications. It's that public and private partnership.
Absolutely, which is exactly who we are. you mentioned before about how linked we are to the community, and that's been very intentional because at the end of the day, it's our community that supports us and what we do. So we've always taken it very seriously to connect with as many community groups as we possibly can and figure out a way that we can support each other because, you know, private industry can be kind of a neutral commodity. It can be sometimes a negative commodity, or it can be a really positive commodity. We take our role very seriously in the community, and we think fundamentally it's healthy for us and our organization. It's interesting for us and our organization to connect and be creative in the way that we do our business, because we think at the end of the day, if our customers are happy, our staff people will be happy. It makes us better as an organization. It makes it more interesting. I often tell my staff people at our kind of new employee orientations that 20 years on, if it was just about strong coffee or making a great latte, I probably wouldn't be here anymore. We have an unofficial mantra in the organization that says we never met an idea we didn't want to complicate. And I, you know, the beer is an example of that. This transaction was an example of that. We want to keep pushing and keep it interesting, because at the end of the day, that keeps your head engaged, and that retains our staff. That makes me more interested. Hopefully, it means our customers remain interested, and it makes us better as an organization.
You also have a Colectivo bus, don't you?
We do.
Is it ready to run?
Yeah. Well, the original idea was to go down to Guatemala and pick up this bus that we had identified through one of our growers, actually. They're responsible for our Hunapu Guatemalan coffee. We asked them to be on the lookout for a cool Colectivo that we could acquire, and they did. But it's a 1958 GMC, so the original concept was to go down with our video crew and drive the bus back to Milwaukee. But we are very lucky that we didn't attempt that, because that Colectivo tops out at about 40 miles an hour.
So you'd still be on the road.
We would have missed the whole announcement if we had been on that bus. So we did go down to Guatemala, and this is the video that you can check out at ColectivoCoffee.com, which is, it's really a lot of fun. Our video crew did a fabulous job of putting this together. They shot 5 days of video practically constantly and cut it all down to 7 minutes or something. But that bus is now either in port at Guatemala or on a ship or maybe in New Orleans. And once it gets there, we'll bring it up here and we'll see it going around Milwaukee.
Well, I look forward to that, because I did watch the video and it's wonderful. I spent a couple of years in Central America back in the 80s, and I remember those buses.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
that's
yeah.
how people got around.
That is, know? And it still is the way they get around. It
right.
was in the video, you'll see we're in basically the bus terminal, which is just a huge open air spot in Antigua, which is next to the marketplace, which is really another touchstone for us. My partner Paul loves marketplaces. He loves the activity, the density, just the life that's going on there. So you've got the marketplace, you've got the bus terminal where all the Colectivos are, and then there were these fairgrounds next door. And if you watch at the end of the video, you'll see a shot of one of our staff members, Raimi Camarena, who's actually our community relation coordinator. She's on this Ferris wheel, which that was a life-risking moment, and I was not on the Ferris wheel, suffice to say.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, we're lucky she's still here.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, Lincoln, I want to thank you so much for coming in and helping explain the change. It sounds like Colectivo is poised for another 20 years of great things.
We're super excited to be here, and just walk through the door. You'll see we're exactly who we were before, just we have a new name on the door.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Lincoln Fowler is one of the co-founders and owners of Colectivo Coffee, formerly known as Altera Coffee Roasters. There's a link to their website and to the video about the Colectivo bus that Lincoln mentioned at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break and then meet a writer and farmer from northern Michigan whose new book tells the tale of her real-life struggle to save her family's farm. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.